Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cheryl Cook broadcasting live from Columbus, Ohio. And I want to welcome all of those who are listening to today, Beautiful and Brave, or Share His Word Forever. It's good to be back and to talk with you all today. I know it's been a while, at least 3 months since I've done a Blog Talk Radio program, and I have missed our listening audience. So as of today, Friday, May the 8th, 2015, I believe I'm going to come back. I will come back to Blog Talk and start doing more radio broadcasts. We have a guest with me today from Charlotte, North Carolina. Her name is Sarah Collier. Sarah, say hi to the people.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
And as Sarah has been my friend for over 20 years, and she's here visiting in Columbus. And while she's here, why not have Sarah do a radio program with me? She's a woman who really loves the Lord. She is prophetic, has divine insight, and a teacher of the Word. She is a member of what's the name of your church in Charlotte?
New Life Fellowship Center.
And the pastor is?
John P. King.
Now, everybody knows, at least everybody may not know who John P. Key is, but John P. Key is one of the world's greatest worship singers. He has been doing albums before CDs came out. He's been doing album CDs and for years, and he's still doing them. One of my favorite songs from him is a song called I Do Worship You. Oh, my God. If anybody ever wants to be taken through the throne room of heaven, listen to John P. Key's song, I Do Worship You. Before we begin to start, we're going to open up with a word of prayer and ask the Father to meet us here now. So, Father, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, for truly this is a day that the Lord has made. I thank you, Father God, for all our many blessings today. I thank you for Sarah's safety and getting here to Columbus, Ohio. I thank you for all the joys and fulfillment that she will have while visiting in Columbus. I thank you, Father God, for health and strength for the people that are listening here today. And, Father, at the end of this message, let them know to trust God and be good. Because, Father, that is a message to us, that is a sermon to us in just a few words. And, Father, we thank you for this. In Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name, amen. So anyway, Sarah, I wanted to do this because I know a gentleman by the name of Tom. And whenever Tom ends a conversation with people, he always says, trust in the Lord and be good. Now, sometimes that may be hard for people because they say, Cheryl, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm facing. You don't know what dilemmas I'm in. And I'm trying to trust God. I'm trying to hold on, but I'm about at the end of my rope, and I'm about ready to let go. That's why Yeshua, Jesus, said that our words have power. And people say terms like, well, just hang in there. I always tell people, don't hang cold, because if you're hanging, you might slip and fall. That rope is so slippery when you're just hanging. Have you ever seen something just, or your body, if someone has fainted before, I have, before you faint, you just feel your body just go limp. And next thing you know, you're on the floor. And so the same way is when you tell somebody to just hang in there. And I tell people, no, don't hang. You hold on. You take that grip and you grasp that rope tightly. And you hold on to the promises of God because of what he said in his word, that he is not a man, that he cannot lie. He don't lie. And as we look back over our lives and we see the things that God has brought us to, he has always brought us through on his time, not ours. And sometime I always used to say to God during my prayers, Father, can you line your clock up with mine so that, you know, the desires of the heart and the prayers can come through more speedily. So Sarah's going to give her views on now of what it means to trust God.
Recently, I have gotten a new revelation, at least just for me, and I want to pass it on to you about trusting in God, and that is to acknowledge the fact that God is working on your situation,
mm-hmm.
mostly when you think he isn't, when he hasn't heard your prayers, when he hasn't answered your prayers, when he hasn't manifested something to give you a clue that things are getting ready to change, things
right.
are getting ready to increase, things are getting ready to just explode in your life. But God has let me know that even when you think I'm not there, I'm there. I am there in full stature. I am there in the Spirit. I am working on your situation, and you need to continue to trust me until I bring that situation into manifestation. And when Cheryl asked me to coordinate with her tonight, and she gave me this topic for tonight, I was trying to see how both trust in the Lord and be good. And then it just dawned on me, be good to me with that part of the phrase trust in the Lord, it means that don't slack, don't
mm-hmm.
pull back, don't give up, you know, continue to hold on, continue to trust the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and don't, for goodness sakes, don't sin, don't walk away from God,
go.
Don't
exactly.
stop praying, don't stop believing.
Exactly.
Cheryl has in her, one of her rooms that I observed yesterday, it said, if you don't believe, you won't receive.
Mm-hmm.
And that really struck me, and I said, oh, my goodness, that's the reason why I haven't received some of the things that I was believing here and there, here and there. It was not a continue. I said, Lord, I repent for not believing continually. So continue to trust in the Lord. Continue to hold on. Continue to believe the Lord, and you shall receive.
Exactly. That's very well stated, Sarah, because, you know, and sometimes there's a we look at other people going through things, and then sometimes people say, well, it's easier for you to say when you're not in my position, you're not in my situation, and you don't know what I'm going through. No, I may not be in it, but I can tell you about my situation, and God is no respecter of persons. He has no favors. We're all his children, Jew and Gentile alike, and he loves all those who have accepted Yeshua, Jesus, as their Lord and Savior. I'm telling you, Sarah, one day I did not have any money. And so I was praying to God. I said, God, I don't have any money. And I can remember a time, as we call to remembrance the former things, how one time I was scheduled to teach in California. And I was on my way there. And on my husband at the time, he's deceased now, was saying, Cheryl, you better hurry up and get to the airport because those people in California are waiting for you to come and minister there. I said, I'm not going. I don't have any money, and I'm not traveling all the way from Columbus to L.A. without any money. He said, well, you know, Cheryl, they probably will give you an offering. I know that, but I'm not traveling across the country without at least $2 in my pocket. So I'm like, he just kept insisting, okay, we got to go. So we race to the airport, and the people that took us to the airport, you know how you're saying goodbyes and hugging each other, be blessed, we're praying for you, things like that. I reached into my cloak pocket. Out popped a $10 bill. I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Then a few seconds later, I reached in there again. Out pops a 20. Thank you, Lord. I reached into my pocket, Sarah, asked God, no lies. My name is Cheryl Cook. I reached in there. All this money started coming out my pocket. When I finished taking it out, it was $300. And my husband at the time said, Cheryl, I thought you said you didn't have any money. I said, I don't know where all this money is coming from. It's just coming from my pocket. So people may not believe that. I don't care. I'm not psycho. I know what happened. My God shall supply your every need. That was some years ago in the early part of the 90s. But getting down to 2000, I think it was either 2013 or 2014, that I said to the Lord, I said, once again, no money. I said, God, why don't you bless me like you did when I was on my way to California, when all of a sudden all that money just started pouring out of my pocket? And so I went to the grocery store with what money I did have at the time. And so when I came back, I was coming in the house, I looked to the left and on my lawn, and there was a $20 bill. And I looked to my right, there was a $5 bill. I said, thank you, Father, where did this money come from? And I just went in the house just celebrating for joy what the Lord had done. And the Lord said, go back out there, there's some more money. I said, Father, there's no more money out there because I looked and I would have picked it up. Go back out there, there's some more money. And like the scripture says, nevertheless, at thy word. I went outside, looked to my right, and there was a $10 bill. That's why don't tell me what the Lord will not do. I ran in the house. I called my mother. I called my spiritual mother and another one of my sisters in the Lord, and I told them what happened. My spiritual mother said, you always getting blessed some kind of way. God always blesses you. And my mother said, sure, God's just looking out for you. And my other spiritual sister said the same thing. Sure, he always looks out for you. So those are the things when the scripture says, call to remembrance the former things that he's going to do it. Now, I know a lot of times we don't want to believe that. We don't want to believe that God is going to come through for us. But he does. And sir, hasn't he ever, he's come through for you too on the times of the testimonies that you can give of look what the Lord has done.
Oh, yes. Ever since I was a little girl, even though I was born in Ohio and lived most of my life in Ohio, I had a desire to live in the South, which is warm, really warm weather.
Yes.
The Lord allowed it to come to pass about 11 and a half years ago. I remember on January 1st, 2003, he said, get ready to go to Charlotte, North Carolina this year. And all of my efforts went towards that. And on November 14th of that year, I left Ohio and I moved to North Carolina and have been there. And my life literally just turned 180 degrees. My health increased. I lost weight. I have family there. We get along.
Mm-hmm.
I've made new friends. I was a member of several churches now. The Lord has settled me in New Life Fellowship Center, pastored by John P. Key. I'm receiving of the Lord. I've learned, and I've been mentored, and now I'm mentoring. And I thank God for how he has just literally just turned my life around. And one thing I just want to add to that is that a lot of times when we're going through a difficult situation and we don't really see the end in sight, or we don't see our plans or what we think God should be doing, we forget, we sometimes forget that God has a plan each of us. And even though you're going through that difficult time, God knows about that. He already knows the end situation. And so God wants you to enjoy the journey. I used to have a problem with trying to see beyond where I was and not enjoying the process of getting there.
Exactly.
I'm learning now to enjoy even those difficult times, which are not fun, they're not easy, but they are doable because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because God's presence in your life. So enjoy the journey. Know that there is a plan specifically for you, and if you hold on, if you trust in the Lord, if you be good, you're going to see that manifestation. You're going to see him continually working and manifesting in your life.
Exactly. Very good, Sarah. Those are some good words of wisdom, because, you know, the Bible also says, let the older teach the younger. And I believe that this is one of the things that we can say to the young people, because as my mother used to say to us when we were going through and she was trying to give us advice and things like that, she would say, I've already been down this road. I already know what's on this road, and I want to stop you before anything else can occur. So we know that what we are supposed to do is trust in the Lord. If anybody has been to Sunday school, one of the first things they begin to teach you, even as a little child, is to have faith in God. Never give up. Hold on to Him. And one of the scriptures that I have been studying lately is from Habakkuk chapter 2, and it's verse 3. Verse 3 through 6. No, it's verses 2 through 3, I'm sorry. And it says, "And the Lord said to me, write my answer on a billboard, large and clear, so that anyone can read it at a glance and rush to tell the others. But these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the visions will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They will not be overdue a single day." In other words, we might be crying out to God like I do at times, "Father, are you ever going to bless me? Is that prayer ever going to be answered?" And He says, slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They will not be overdue a single day. So God knows on what day already in advance He's going to bless you.
As Cheryl was speaking, a word came to me in the word, and it's in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, and I'm reading from the Modern Language Bible, the New Berkeley Version. And it says, "For I know the thoughts I think concerning you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace,
amen,
not of hurt, to give you a future and a hope." That right there lets you know God got a plan for your life. He doesn't want to hurt you, even though some things you may be going through may be difficult. Sometimes God have to take you through those difficult paths or those difficult areas in order to build you up,
exactly,
to break down that old man and bring out that inner man that will be strong and sufficient and leaning wholly on God, trusting in God, you know, knowing that there at the end of this situation, God will be there to be with you. God has been with you all the way. But even at the end of this situation, as your life goes on, God is working out your situation. And a lot of things that God is doing, we couldn't handle.
That's
There's
right.
some things that we don't need to know, even though I'm kind of an analytical person and I try to analyze things. But I realize now that God has purposely kept things from me because I couldn't handle them. And when I was on the other side of the situation, I saw why. I was immature. I couldn't believe that God would allow me to go through that. But I had to trust Him. I had to believe Him in order to receive. And so just believe in order to receive what God has for you. And it may not come in the way that you think it will, but it's coming.
Yes, it is. Sarah, Psalms 128, verses 1 and 2 says, "Blessings on all who reverence and trust the Lord, on all who obey Him. Their reward shall be prosperity and happiness." And so blessings will come to you just for trusting the Lord. And so a lot of times when I'm going through things and I feel that I'm lacking in my faith, I write articles just like this because the David said in the Bible to encourage yourself in the Lord. And sometimes we just need to give Hasatan, Satan, a black eye and says, no matter how I feel like, what I feel like, no matter what it looks like, I'm still going to trust in the Lord. I remember, you remember the song series we used to sing in a black Baptist church, and that one of them is, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord till Shiloh comes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And so that's one of the things that we have to do is to learn how to trust in the Lord. Now, when God takes you to trust in the Lord school, it's not easy. It's not easy to become a graduate of trust in the Lord's school,
mm-hmm.
because he's going to take you through a number of circumstances and situations where you prove, God, I do trust in you. Now, the other part to Tom saying is be good. Sometimes that's hard, too, because our flesh cries out to us in what we want. The flesh always wants what's not good for us. I see Sarah nodding her head.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have things that we have to go through to show that we're going to be good.
Exactly. One of the things that I have found, and when I don't do it, I suffer, but when I do it, I am so blessed while I'm waiting for the Lord to manifest himself in my life. And that is to stay in the Word. And whatever situation you find yourself in and you're trusting and you're waiting, get in the Word, and you begin to find scriptures that line up with your situation. And begin to read those scriptures, because that is food for your soul. It will build your spirit up, and it will begin to increase your trust in the Lord. Stay in the Word. That when I'm not in the Word as much as I feel that I should be, you know, I'm realizing, I'm beginning to question, is this really what I think the Lord is doing? Should I be waiting this long? Is it ever going to happen? And those questions begin to create doubt and unbelief. Stay in the Word. The Word will give you, even if you, like I say, even if you don't know what's going on, you know God's working in your behalf. God is always working. He may speak to you sometime through your spirit man, and he may not, but he always speaks to you through the Word.
Exactly, exactly. Sometimes people will come up to you and say, do you have a word for me? And like Marilyn Hickey said, she said to him, yes, read the Bible. Because the Bible is full of words that God has for you, telling you to be good. And one of them is found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, when it says, the Holy Spirit controls our lives. He will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And here there is no conflict with Jewish laws. And this is the Living Bible Messianic Edition. And so what he is telling us, to be good. And when we're good, we're going to have those kind of things. In other words, don't give in to the flesh. And when we give into the flesh, you are doing according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, when it says, when you follow your own wrong inclination, your lives will produce these evil, what does it say? Evil results, impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasure, idolatry, spiritism that is encouraging the activity of demons, hatred and fighting, jealousy and anger, constant effort to get the best for yourself, complaints and criticism, the feeling that everyone else is wrong except those in your own little group. And there will be wrong doctrine, envy, murder, drunkenness, wild parties, and all that sort of thing. Let me tell you again, as I have said before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. And those things that I just read prior to the fruits of the Spirit is the reason why God is saying to be good. Now, Jesus went away for a while. He had to return to his Father's home to prepare a place for us. And many times while he was still on earth, he was saying he had to go away. But during some of the scriptures, if you'll read the Bible, he is saying, be good. It's like a child, a mother or father going away for a while. Now, I have to go such and such a place, but you're staying with your Aunt Ruthie or something. Now, while Aunt Ruthie is keeping you, I want you to be good. Be on your best behavior.
And you know what? Being on your best behavior means that you do trust God.
Amen.
You don't want to be punished for being bad. And if you're being bad, do a switcheroo. It's time to be good. There's some people I feel out there that they want to be good, and God wants you to be good, and God can teach you and show you how to be good. I want to reflect on something I just said a minute or two ago, and I want to take it a little further. And I was, and what I said was, get in the Word and start reading the Word. And in reading the Word, find one or two scriptures and begin to memorize the Word, or put it in a frame, or, you know, put it on a mirror, or someplace like in your kitchen or your bathroom, so you can see it frequently, so that Word gets down in your spirit. We're not
exactly
talking about mental psycho stuff. We're talking about your spirit, man, being fed and being built up. Begin to memorize, because it says in the Bible, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." That means you know the Word by heart.
There
you know the Word by memory.
Very good.
Thy word that I have hid in my heart,
very
that I
good
might not sin against thee. Because when we sin, we delay God's blessings.
We're not denied,
but we delay God's blessing, and we got to start all over with repentance, confession, and waiting on God to build us back up. So even if when you get in the Word, begin to a process of memorizing at least one verse a week, that whatever that situation you're going on, you get in the Word, find a verse that aligns up with your situation, memorize that Word, feed upon it, and allow God to minister to you until the manifestation comes.
Amen. Sarah, we only got less than 3 minutes in our program, but I just want to tell you thank you for participating with me, that we have heard a lot of encouraging words from you today. And how many of you know that you can tell that Sarah knows the Lord? You can tell by that fire coming through her voice that she really knows the Lord, and it's not just something that she heard from someone else, that she has lived it. And then I want to thank Tom, who is a gentleman that I just met, who is a brother in the Lord. And I want to thank Tom for saying that saying all the time, trust in the Lord and be good. Because when he says this, he's doing the work of an evangelist. And God says that we are to encourage each other, build up each other in our most holy faith. So every time he says, trust in the Lord and be good, he's giving you an assignment. He's giving you a mini sermon of what God wants us to do. You know, if we had an earthly father, if you had an earthly father, a good one, you always knew that you could rely on your dad for what he said that he was going to do. Now, he might be a little bit slow in doing what he said he's going to do, but eventually he got around to it. A lot of times when our natural dad said he was going to do something for us, he didn't do it. But the Bible says even with our Heavenly Father, that God will give you the desires of our hearts, but only if it's in line with his will. God says that he will not withhold any good thing from you. So if you didn't get it, it's not a good thing. And that goes for you ladies out there. Oh, I've been crying for this man. I want him so bad. And God doesn't give him to you. He may go on to another woman. Apparently, he was not. He might be a good man, but he was not a good man for you. So don't cry over that, because the best is yet to come. The sun is getting ready to go down. It is Shabbat, and it is the beginning of a bright new day. Remember, the Bible says that the evening and the morning were the first days. So when the sun goes down at about 8:45 tonight, Eastern Standard Time, it starts Saturday. So until then, have a blessed week. May Adonai, the Lord, watch over you. May you be protected. May Hasatan, Satan, be set at bay for the things that he tries to bring in your life. May God cancel every activity, every thought of the evil one all over your life. And may you all be in perfect health, willing and ready to do the will of Adonai, the Lord. Shabbat Shalom.